Good afternoon. You're here with Brad to the Bone on Brad's Vinyl. Brad's Vinyl, right here on Kill Radio. Brad's Vinyl is an eclectic collection of old LPs from the 70s, 80s, and a couple of 90s. Mixture of punk, mood music, classic rock, rockabilly, new wave, new age, you name it. You might find it on Brad's Vinyl. And I'm Brad to the Bone. So, what am I doing? I'm burning my old LPs to digital to preserve them in another format. Because, you know, after all, LPs degrade. So I figured, you know, why not share them and do a radio show? So, here we go. We got Brad's Vinyl. Today, I am featuring a guy born in 1953, Mike Oldfield. Mike Oldfield is an English musician and composer, and he blended kind of like progressive rock and folk, classic, electronic, new age. Hear a little bit of him in the background there. He's best known for the 1973 album Tubular Bells. And Tubular Bells was launched by Virgin Records, became a smash hit after its opening was used in the old movie The Exorcist. That's right, The Exorcist. And that movie came out, 1980-something? The Exorcist, yeah. Anyways, the first side features Mike Oldfield's sections of The Exorcist. He's got over 20 albums that he's released later through the years. And I first heard Mike Oldfield's Tubular Bells, at least the first half of it. Oh, gosh, I was in high school age. Back in the day, you know, when you're invincible, you know, you're smoking the hash oil and your buddy brings out the old cassette tape. Remember those? With the recording of Tubular Bells. And, just getting high and listening to it, and boy, I swear, some brain damage. There's a section in there where the music just kind of changes tone, and I just swore I was getting brain damage right there. I was like, whoa! So we'll talk a little bit more about Mike Oldfield after we do Side A of Tubular Bells, coming up right now. Side A, Mike Oldfield, Tubular Bells on Brad's Vinyl. Thank you.
beautiful speed guitar.
Oh man, brings back memories. Mike Oldfield, Tubular Bells, side A, one big long instrumental with actually a little bit of his vocals there introducing all of the various instruments that he himself plays. That's right, Mike Oldfield played every single instrument. Born Michael Gordon Oldfield, May 15th, 1953. Guitar, bass, banjo, piano, percussions, keyboards, all synthesizers, mandolin, the harp, timpani, fuck, I don't know if I pronounced that right, the vibraphone, drums, and of course the tubular bells. that he so eloquently plays. Mike Oldfield. Yeah, he started out in a folk, playing in the local folk clubs. And was later invited in his early teens. That's right, his early teens. He got started real young in a beat group playing the Shadows style music. And he actually called, cited Hank Marvin. Hank Marvin is one of the major influences. So, later, 1967, Oldfield got together with his sister and made a folk duo called the Sally Angie. And they got signed to Transatlantic Records after getting some exposure in the local folk scene. And it wasn't until later till he produced Tubular Bells in the what they call the Virgin Years. That's his most famous work, Tubular Bells. And more about that and The Exorcist later. We'll get into side two. Side two wasn't well known, but side two's got some very cool stuff, interesting stuff, including some Cro-Magnon grunts and growlings. Very primal sounds on side two. So side two of Mike Oldfield, Tubular Bill, coming up right now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mike Oldfield, side B, Tubular Bells. Tubular Bells. Here on Brad's Vinyl, finishing it up there. I misquoted earlier. I talked about, Cro-Magnon Man. He actually calls it Piltdown Man. That's where he has the grunting going on. Kind of a quaint analogy to the infamous Piltdown Man, which was a paleoanthropological hoax. Woo, say that. A six-syllable word? Hey, a paleoanthropological hoax. Piltdown Man was a couple of bone fragments that were presented as fossilized remnants of early human unknown. It was actually a skull and jawbone from a 1912 gravel pit in East Sussex, England. Piltdown Man. Turned out to be a hoax. It was actually the lower jawbone of an orangutan. And the orangutan was deliberately combined with the cranium of a fully developed modern human. That's the Piltdown hoax. So, yeah, enough of that. Hope you enjoyed it. That was Mike Oldfield, Tubular Bells. And I'm Badass Brad to the Bone here on Brad's Vinyl. Thanks for listening. We'll be back again later.